Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cohen II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame Chachi Encarta. Chachi.
Chachi. Yep. That's a name.
It is.
Definitely a name.
It's a name. So, is Chachi, like, a nickname for Charles, because they're Charles in Charge? Is that a spinoff of this show?
No.
But it's
it
not,
is,
okay.
But it is short for Charles.
Okay.
Even though in Charles in Charge, we never learn Charles's last name.
Oh, okay.
So it could be Arcola. But see, Chachi is Fonzie's cousin or nephew or something. Nephew.
Oh.
Nephew, I think. Or, is it a nephew? Let me see. Let me look that up. I'm curious now. Cousin, younger cousin of Fonzie on Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Yeah, they the American sitcom Happy Days, which was very well loved, produced several spinoffs, like Mork and Mindy and Laverne and Shirley. And it also produced this, which we are covering, Joni Loves Chachi. Yeah, Laverne and Shirley was good for the most part. So was Mork and Mindy for the most part.
Wait, is Mork and Mindy the one where Robin Williams is an alien?
Yes.
So how did that become a spinoff of Happy Days where the aliens are now involved in the canon of Happy Days?
There is one episode of Happy Days where this is before Mork and Mindy became a thing, where Mork visits the Cunningham house and then has like a big duel with Fonzie. Visits from space. And then he comes back in modern times in this and moves in with Mindy and stuff and work in Mindy. Because the Happy Days show took place in like the 50s and 60s. So
I was like, that aliens are literally canon in the Happy Days universe.
Yes,
it was the 70s, so mm-hmm. I mean,
and then if you take in the other Happy Days spinoffs, like the there was the animated spinoff of Happy Days, which was called, I'm looking it up, there was a
de-de-boo-ba-dee-doo. It's wild.
It was like Fonzie and the Happy Days gang or something like that. Oh, yeah. The Fonz and the Happy Days gang. Yeah. There's aliens in that too.
Wow.
Yes, there is. In that show, which we may cover, if I can find an episode of it to cover. The series focuses on Fonzie joined by a anthropomorphic dog named Mr. Cool and his friends. He's got Richie and Ralph. That's it. Patsy got left off on this. And then they get I don't know if it's an alien. They're visited by Cupcake, a girl from the future who pilots a malfunctioning time machine. I'm sorry. So yeah. And I guess that might be technically part of the canon of Happy Days.
Wow.
Too, so I don't know how canonical.
So, and we got this, obviously, Joanie loves Chachi.
Yes. And then they also had, like, there was some other spinoffs, like I said, there was Morgan, Mindy, and Laverne and Shirley, and there was a couple other ones that failed, like, after a couple episodes. So,
yeah.
They're not even really worth mentioning. But
yeah. Not even worth mentioning.
Basically.
I won't waste my breath on
that. I'm not going to waste my time looking them up. So, anyways. So we have this show, which features the couple of Joanie and Chachi, who were characters on Happy Days, and they got their own show, along with Al, who was a character on Happy Days.
Of course.
Yeah.
Al,
who ran Arnold's. He marries Chachi's mom. His mom, named Louisa, played by Ellen Travolta, who also played Charles's mom on Charles in Charge. And she is the sister of John Travolta.
Yeah, I figure she was. Mm-hmm. I mean, it said Travolta, so I just assumed it was some.
Yeah, she's John Travolta's sister.
Okay.
And yeah, so we had her, and then we had Al Molinaro as Al DeVecchio. Yeah, they got married like on an episode of Happy Days. And then that kind of set off what's going on. And then they move to Chicago and open up a restaurant. And they have Chachi move in with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, Happy Days takes place in Milwaukee. And so they move from Milwaukee to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they open up, like, I think it's an Italian restaurant. And Joanie's so lovesick and missing Chachi that she moves to Chicago, too, in this episode. And so, yeah, and that's... Scott Baio is Chachi Arcola, and Aaron Moran is Joanie Cunningham. Yeah. So, yeah. That's our cast here, and the show is, you know, like I said, a spinoff of Happy Days. So this pilot, it had words.
And it what?
In a script form, I'm sure. And then people acting out those words.
It was, yeah, it was put on film, people mm-hmm. acted.
Yes.
And it released or published or how whatever word you want to use. And then it was on television screens from people's home television sets.
And it tried to be funny. And there was like some kind of situation. So I guess you can call it a sitcom.
By definition, yes. Yes, it was. As to whether or not it was humorous, that's subjective, but
yes. So I hate to do this to you, but what happens in this episode?
Yeah, because I watched it three times like an idiot, so I mean, two of those times were on fast speed, so technically it wasn't, would it really count, I guess, as three. So basically, we get this really riveting intro with the song. Of the pretty bold, actually, to have a full song where they're like in the restaurant singing together. It's like that's just like the beginning of the show, was just them singing this duet together.
And singing is this thing where you use your vocal cords and you project it out in like a melodic form.
Yeah.
I guess they kind of did that too.
They kind of did that, and you got harmonies,
kind of, you know,
for like a little bit extra flair. And this goes on for about minute and a half of the show. It's the longest opening
to a show of that time period.
I was like, wow, this is pretty bold of them to really just like focus on song first and then, which, you know, maybe that was a good thing because the rest of the show was, you know, but it's like this,
you're watching a sitcom and you get this like mellow love song opening it. It's just really, because like the Happy Days theme song is like an upbeat, like 50s style rock song, you know, and it's like Laverne and Shirley has their, you know, upbeat theme song too. And this is kind of like, you might fall asleep while you're listening to it.
I was just gonna say that too. Yeah, like, excuse me, like, it's almost like, you know, you're like 9 o'clock at night, you're kind of in your reclining chair in the 1970s, and this show comes on, you're kind of like nodding off a little bit, like, oh, this is an interesting show, and, you know, I'll just kind of fall asleep to this or whatever. And, you know, so it's like, it's kind of like that. It's like the two broke girls, but of the 1970s, where it's like,
actually, you know, this show was on in the 80s.
Oh, 80s, okay.
1982. March 23rd, 1982 is when this episode aired.
Oh, okay.
And the show ran a total of 17 plus 4, so that is 21 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's like a whole season, basically.
Yeah, it started out as a mid-season replacement of 4 episodes, and then it got a second season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it ended on May 24th, 1983, and then they just somehow wrote it in where Joni and Chachi could come back to Happy Days. So, for the last couple of seasons of that show. Which they basically did kind of need because, you know, this was well after Ron Howard left the show and there was other, you know, they brought in Ted McGinley and other things, you know, it's stuff to kind of fill the void.
Right.
Yeah. But that's a story for another day. Anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah, the song goes on for about a minute and a half. Then finally we get the scene. Al is cooking up a storm. And then he's liking all the food he's tasting that he made. And then he tastes something that he doesn't like. He finds out that his wife put his pants in the boiling pot of water and didn't tell him this, even though she knew that he was cooking. So it could easily be mistaken as food because it's where all the food is being made.
Yeah.
But okay, and then
suspension of disbelief here. We got okay.
I know. So I know. Hey, I mean, people say you can wash your clothes in the dishwasher, so I guess technically it's kind of you know, similar thing. But and so that's like our first little comic relief or whatever. And then she's like helping him like put on his suspenders or whatever, and she's like tickling him by accident. It's just really awkward. Tickling scene going on, and then that's when Chachi shows up, and then Al's like embarrassed, like, oh, I'm sorry you had to see that. And then Chachi's like, he's like, apologies are worthless, it's pistols at dawn or some bullshit, I don't know. And then and it's like, aha, that's so funny, you know. And then, but like, this was like during like Bayo mania at this point in time, because like back in the 80s, Scott Baio or Baio, however you pronounce it,
Baio
was like huge teen guy sensation. As soon as
he was on the cover of every magazine. Yeah,
yeah. As soon as he showed up on the screen, you just hear like shrieking screams from the audience, mainly, you know, girls, you know, teen girls or whatever, probably.
Yeah,
and then was like just like a huge star at that for about a period of like 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years, and then and then he became like a total asshole later on in life. But anyway, and but
well, he may have been one then too. Who knows?
True, his Chachi fame got to his head a little bit.
When he got to Charles in Charge, at least the second incarnation of that, he became a complete asshole and sexually assaulted one of his co-stars and also. Physically and mentally harassed another one of his co-stars. So,
wow. Well, Chachi doesn't love other people, evidently.
Yeah.
You know, but his co-star, his sidekick, went off to become Bible Man, so that's saying something, you know.
Yeah, at least at least he hasn't raped a 17-year-old that we know of. But
yeah. So yeah, if you want to check out good wholesome content, check out Bible Man on YouTube. You will regret it, but you'll be also grateful at the same time. Kind of a weird juxtaposition there, but you'll understand if you see it. But yeah, so apparently Louisa's family's coming over, and you know, I guess they have to make a good appearance or something. I don't know. And then something to do with like the restaurant, like he's looking for money for like investors, I guess, or something. I didn't really quite understand. And then what that was about.
Me either. That was kind of glossed over. So
it sounded like that's what she was hinting at, but then there was never any discussion about it after that. Like it was just okay.
I mean, maybe it was brought up in the second episode, but I'm not going to watch it to find out.
No, I'm not either. No, totally not. But I can tell why. I'd rather watch
Bible Man.
I'd rather watch Bible Man. Like, yeah, including the animated episode as well. And then maybe they're going to make a Bible Man movie. That would be pretty sweet. Like an actual like theater movie. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so Chachi asks his mom about some watch or something, or necklace, I don't remember. No, bracelet. And then she's like, oh, I gave that to Joni. And then he's like, oh, that's good. I'll go get it. I'll be back in 4 hours. Because it takes about 2 hours from Chicago to Milwaukee. Then you're back, you know, whatever. And then she's like, no, you're not going there, blah, 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 blah. We're gonna see him, like, in a month. He's like, a month? You know, because he's being 18, you know, back then, you know, a month, it's like, you're, if you're in, like, a long-distance relationship for a month when you're 18, you're pretty much guaranteed that you've lost it. Like see, that person's already dating someone else by then, like, you know?
Yeah.
And so he's all, like, pissed, you know, scared or whatever about that. Her uncle comes over, and he's, like, some self-proclaimed, like, leader of the family, but no one else, like agrees that he is. But, like, he still thinks he is. So he has, like, no sense of, like, reality, apparently. Like, he just doesn't, like, realize that other people don't see him as a leader and just, like, just pushes ahead. Like, kind of like a Donald Trump kind of character almost.
Yeah.
Not mean like Donald Trump, but just that kind of, like, if I will something into existence, then it just exists.
Maybe that's where Scott Baio got his love later for Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Rico. Not to be confused with Napoleon Dynamite's Uncle Rico.
No,
not that one. This guy is like he tries to think he's like some kind of mover and shaker businessman type of thing. He's trying to get Al already to hire a band that we later find out is actually his own children to basically play the music for his rest.
Yeah.
And then Al's like, no, I've got Chachi, you know, playing the music. And then Uncle Rico is like, Chachi's just a baby, because apparently he hasn't been seen anyone for like 18 years. But yet he's the self-named leader of the family. So why would a leader of the family not know that 18 years have passed by and that Chachi is no longer a baby with like a rattle? Like, what? And then
because he's a self-centered narcissist, like
it is exactly what he is, personality type, definitely. Yeah. And yes, I'm armchairing diagnosing him here.
Yes.
And there was a few funny, you know, good lines, I will admit, like, because he shows Al his business card and he's like,
I liked that one.
He's like, this is handwritten. He's like, thanks, I got 14 of them.
That was hilarious, actually.
What a good line. It was. You know, there's like a few nuggets, you know. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, I laughed at that one, and that was like, I think, the last time I laughed.
Yeah, I think we do. It was like the last time I laughed at the show. But that was pretty good. And then Chachi's behind him, and he's like, oh, Chachi, you've grown up. Like, yeah, what do you do, Fist? Like, of course, it's been 18 years. What are you talking about? And then he's like, oh, I'll be your manager, basically, like, just like just switch gears, basically, to making fun of him to now watch these manager and offer him.
He hasn't
like
even heard him sing, though.
And no, he doesn't. The other thing, too,
He just like assumes.
And maybe after he did, maybe after he heard him sing, he might want to, you know, take that back because, yeah, Scott Baio was a, you know, good looking guy back then and had comic timing and everything. But the singing thing, not
was that
so
really
much.
Even him singing?
Yes,
or is that
yes, that was
else?
Actually it was actually okay. Him and Aaron Moran singing the theme song and every other song. I guess there's like music in every episode of the show.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't think he was that bad, but definitely not, you know, that right. good.
No. He was slightly off key here and there, in my opinion. Yeah. But yeah.
I mean, Joni was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I thought she was pretty good. She had a much better.
Yeah.
Didn't she pass away or die at some point? Or
She died of cancer. I'll remind me of that, and I'll get into it again. And
okay,
later.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so he's like, "Yeah, well, I'll get my girlfriend to sing." He's like, "Don't bring in outsiders." Yeah. Like, you dude, he was just an outsider like 2 seconds ago.
Exactly.
And like, now, so that was kind of funny. That was another funny line, I guess. And actually, Uncle Rico probably saved this entire episode. Without him, I don't think it would be funny at all.
Yeah, and I mean, he was played by Art Mitrano, and he was in like Police Academy 2 and 3. He was in a lot of things. He's I think passed away or no? Yeah, he died in 2021, but he was acting up until 2001, but he.
Oh wow!
And his career started. It looks like. Way back in 1960.
Oh wow!
So yeah.
That's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so he was fun, and then they eventually. Go down to the restaurant. You want to pick up? We're there because I'm kind of forgetting now about. What happens
after
that?
So Chachi meets his new band, which is his cousins, who are Rico's kids, and they are played by they're Mario and Annette, played by Daryl Maury and Winifred Friedman. So there we go. Yeah. So they are kind of just like totally out of it. And then they meet their other person in their band is a guy named Bingo. Played by Robert Pierce, and his name is Bingo Pierce. He's probably the funniest character in the show. I remember him from a crossover Happy Days episode. And he was hilarious in that, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, he looked really familiar.
Yeah. He's done a lot of things, that actor, too. He's still acting. He's, like, in his, like, late 60s or something, or early 70s now. But anyways, but he looks a lot older than Scott Baio. And he's only 8 years older than him, but I looked at, looked at modern pictures of both of them, and I'm like... You know, Scott Baio's holding up okay, and he's, like, kind of looking...
Well, he probably has
doesn't,
more...
It doesn't look bad for his age, but he's just, like, you know, he just looks older. So, yeah.
I mean, he probably has more access to resources
for
help. Oh,
yeah, I'm sure.
that goes a long way, yeah. You know, when you have, like, good diet and...
Oh, yeah. I
mean, you know, people that can sort of keep you on track as well, like an assistant and whatnot.
Yeah.
But that line, we talked about, like, meeting him in another life. I could have sworn... I remember seeing that somewhere, so maybe I watched this episode a long time ago or something.
Might have been. I mean, they reran it on, like, TV Land a lot and stuff. So, anyways, they get up on stage and perform, and all these girls are just, like, loving Chachi and asking him for his autograph and stuff after he's on stage. And while this is happening, Joni walks in.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, and it's like this whole like jealousy thing happening. Mm-hmm. And they're basically Riko says, you know, she's too wholesome to be in the band and stuff like that because she's wearing, you know, normal clothing.
Exactly. Which is weird because why the other band members were just wearing like regular clothes. Like, yeah. So, well, like, and Chachi like, was.
I mean, this guy's daughter was wearing normal clothing.
That's what I'm saying. Chachi was just wearing a suit. I mean, it wasn't like anything special. It
wasn't like he was up there being a Chippendale dancer or something.
But, no, you know, no, just... he was. Well, then the girls would really be going crazy if that was, you know, that was the case. But, yeah.
But anyways, they basically then the that then is it when we get the next night comes out and she's all like glammed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joni, you know, puts on like a kind of sexy dress and comes out there to sing and, you know, changes the mind of Uncle Riko, and her parents show up.
Yep.
You know, Howard and Marion Cunningham from Happy Days, because you got to have some kind of, you know.
Yeah, you got to have them save the show by showing up at the or middle or whatever.
And so, what else happens? I am totally actually blanking on how the rest of this episode goes.
So basically, you know, Chachi, you know, gets jealous, and it's the whole like, you know, I'm allowed to do it because I'm a man type of thing. You're not allowed to do it because you're a woman. You know,
oh yeah, and there's this like kind of big dude who's trying to hit on Joni and stuff.
Yeah,
and then they go outside and he hits Joni by mistake or something.
Yeah, because he was like hitting on her, like asking her to go to a party. And she kept making up excuses, and he kept saying, "Oh, okay, I'll wait. And she's like, "No, I can't go."
And then, Chachi goes out to fight the guy and then accidentally misses the guy and hits Joni in the face or something.
Because Joni got in the middle
between
them.
In the middle
of
it, yeah.
That's why, because try to stop the fight, because the guy would probably kick Chachi's ass because he was like a foot taller than he was.
Yeah. And I mean, also, the dynamic between Joni and Chachi is that they do love each other, but they fight all the time. Sort of thing,
yeah.
You know, like one of those, you know, I don't know, Spencer Tracy Pepper sort of, you know, one of those type of things, you know. What happens after the fight? I can't even remember.
He's carrying her back into the restaurant, and then that's when the parents find out that she was punched by Chachi.
Yeah.
And then they take your, you know, back upstairs because they live above the restaurant, kind of like one of those type of houses or whatever. And then Joni's dad like basically sends them out to like get ice for her eye or face to basically say like, yeah, like, you know, hell can't really protect, you know, Joni because, you know, he's nice, but he's too, you know, too like, too kind or whatever. Not, he doesn't like confrontation or whatever.
Yeah.
Al's got to then stand up for himself and tell Uncle Riko that if he's going to manage, you know, Chachi and Joni's band, that he's going to do it his way. And then Uncle Riko relents, blah, 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 stupid. And then they tells Joni and Chachi, and then they have a moment together, and then that's it. That's the show.
Yep.
That's it. I mean.
Uh-huh.
And then, so, yeah, the series.
Hey.
Yeah. So, reviews for this show. We're not too kind from fans and from critics. I mean,
I'm so surprised.
Yep, you're so surprised, I bet. So yeah, the reviews on IMDb are actually pretty positive for the show, which is sad.
That's sad.
Yeah.
No, that really is.
It is.
Really, you watch this and you're like, nailed it.
So anyways, here's one review I will read. This is from Monica 5. You know, because Monica 1 through 4 could not comment on it. This is from July 14th of 2000. Joni loves Chachi. I don't think it was that great an idea to take Joni and Chachi away from Happy Days for their own show, because their romance became such an integral part of the show, especially in the post-Ron Howard era. But the big mistake was taking away the spinoff from the time slot right after Happy Days. So yeah, it originally aired, like, you could tune in, you'd watch Happy Days, and then Joni Loves Chachi would be on after it.
Yeah.
And then they just, like, moved it around. And so it didn't have, like, a steady time slot for a little bit. So
that would kill a show back in the day.
Yeah, and
keep doing that, you know?
Taking it away from its parent show is just kind of stupid, in my opinion, because, you know, people were tuning in a lot for Happy Days, and you would get probably a majority of those people to stay on to watch Joni Loves Chachi. But if,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But if, like, that's on one night, and then, like, three nights later, Joni Loves Chachi is on, oh, I don't think many people are gonna, you know, tune in when it's after some other show.
No, it's probably because, you know, they probably knew that it wasn't really gonna get as much ratings as another show. So that's probably why they were like, all right, we're gonna put this show after Happy Days, even though canonically it doesn't make sense. But
it could be that, or it was getting decent ratings after. I mean, I don't know what the actual thing was. It could have been getting decent ratings after Happy Days by, you know, retaining some of its audience. And then sometimes what they'll do is they then take that show and put it off somewhere else and try to get that to lead other shows.
Oh, okay.
But then that ends up killing a lot of shows when they do that. Like, because there's a lot of times, like they would do that, like it kind of worked, like, you know, like TGIF had Full House, and it was, you know, and it was doing gangbuster ratings, and it was on TGIF for a while on Friday nights, and then they moved it to, like, Tuesday or Wednesday to bring in a different comedy audience on that night, and it worked for them. But it doesn't always work for every show. There are sometimes a show is only doing good because it's following a different show that's doing well.
Yeah.
And then you take that and try to make that the anchor of another night, and you're screwed. But anyways, here's the rest of that review. But the big mistake was the time slot thing. Joni Loves Chachi faded into oblivion, and Joni and Chachi returned to the mothership for what turned out to be its last season, and the two lovebirds married in the final episode. Catch Joni Loves Chachi on TV Land or one of those cable channels and enjoy a few episodes, and be warned, Scott Baio is no singer. The poor boy can't carry a note. Erin Moran is no Karen Carpenter or Sarah Brightman, but she has a sweet voice. The theme song is nice, with Moran singing with Baio. It's only half bad. Baio's half. Maybe the spinoff didn't achieve the success of Laverne and Shirley or Mork and Mindy, but it's still worth checking out if you're a Happy Days fan. And who isn't? Okay. That's that review. That's the only one I'm going to read, because the rest of them are kind of all fawning over the show and how much they love them and everything. But anyways, so unfortunately, Erin Moran, she had some drug issues for a little while, but then was getting clean and everything, and she had some, like, a lot of, like, money issues, and was living in a trailer park or something in Indiana, I believe, towards the end of her life, that was owned by her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And then she developed, let me see here. Um, Okay, in May of in 1987, Moran married Rocky Ferguson. They divorced in 1993. Later that year, she married Steve Fleischman. After Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi were canceled, Moran moved from Los Angeles to the California mountains. She said in 1988 that she suffered from depression, was unable to get acting roles. Moran confirmed news reports that her California home was foreclosed on in 2010. Following media claims that she had been served eviction papers and moved into her mother-in-law's trailer home in Indiana. In 2017, Variety wrote that she had fallen on hard times in recent years. She was reportedly kicked out of her trailer park home in Indiana because of her hard partying ways. On April 22nd, 2017, authorities in Corydon, Indiana, were alerted about an unresponsive female later identified as Moran. She later was pronounced dead at the age of 56. An autopsy report from the Harrison County coroner indicated that the cause of death to be complications from stage 4 squamous cell carcinoma of the throat. Toxicology testing showed that no illegal narcotics were involved in her death and no illegal substances were found in Moran's home. So basically that's how she died. It was because of the cancer. Scott Baio, at the time of her death, said, he had comments. Right after she died, he said, what did he say? Oh, he basically was saying things where he was trying to blame her death on drugs and alcohol, even though it was cancer. But then he tried to like double and triple down on it and tried to say that everybody was attacking him just because he was a Trump supporter.
Sounds familiar as of late about people doubling, tripling down.
Nobody brought up the fact that he was a Trump supporter, but he just kept saying that that's like, why people were attacking him. But it had nothing to do with that. It was because he was very insensitive at the time of her death. I can't find the exact quote here, but you can look it up online. There's actually video of it. It was on a radio show.
Oh, okay.
But then, I mean, I guess he did kind of reconcile luckily, I mean, for his benefit, I mean, you know, he's not a complete asshole. I guess he did kind of reconcile with Moran's family and her widow and stuff like that. So that there was like that, at least, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, what are your thoughts on this glorious episode?
Yeah. It was, I don't know, not really something I would watch again.
No.
Besides the three times I already watched it, but
yeah, it's nothing. I mean, honestly, the pilot doesn't make you want to watch more. And if your pilot doesn't make you want to watch more, you're obviously not doing a good job with it. It's like even Scott Baio years later said some stuff about like how he kind of regretted doing the show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he says, this is what he said. He said all the Happy Days people had written the first four episodes, even though I think the first one kind of sucked. I don't know, maybe the next three are decent. When the show got picked up for a series, but then they left to go back to Happy Days. So, like, the first season was written by Happy Days writers, and we were stuck with new writers who didn't know us. Hey. So that was the problem. And then some of the people on the show had chemical issues, and that was a problem. Maybe he's talking about Aaron or something. It was just on, and it just sort of all crumbled and fell apart. In retrospect, if given a choice again, I would not have done that show. That was just the wrong idea. If I had to do it all over again, I would have waited till Happy Days was over until I did anything else. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a... I think he does have a good point there, you know. Probably would have been better to have the spinoff happen after the show ended if they were to do a spinoff, or just, you know, don't do the spinoff at all. Yeah. And I mean, there was probably some tension too, because I mean, I know that Aaron Moran and Scott Baio dated while they were on Happy Days, and I don't know if they were, they probably had the ups and downs of a relationship at the time, and they might have been dating when they were on Joni Loves Chachi, or they might have broken up. And that probably doesn't help with your acting.
Yeah.
If you're acting with your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, it's like kind of, yeah.
That whole thing was probably not a good idea.
Yeah. So who knows? But Al Molinaro is on it, and he's good. So.
Yeah.
But that's about all I have to say about that. So, anyways, check out our social media, folks. Cullen Park now has a Threads account too, which is the new Twitter killer. We'll see how far that goes. They're being sued. Yeah. They're being sued, and other things are going on. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah. But anyways, check out all of our social media. There's links in the show notes and on our website. Go to all2real2.com. That's got everything, and you can be sure to check out our TeePublic and our Patreon. And if you see me on the street, just give me some money for the podcast. I'm joking. Don't.
Yeah. You know.
But anyways, anything else to say here before we wrap this up?
Nope.
Okay. Well, until next time, folks, remember that I love you and Sesame loves you. And until Chachi. Next time, and Chachi loves Joni. Well, and Joni loves Chachi. And we all love everybody.
And
cuckoo kajoo. And all you need is love. Love is all you need. And until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.